All right. The very first episode.
The pilot.
That probably nobody's going to listen to.
Hopefully. Because we're going to just go off.
I don't even fucking care. We're just out here. We're having a good time. The first thing that I look at on my Twitter says, Harry Styles sent fans into a meltdown with the black lace outfit at the Met Gala.
What the fuck? I'm sorry.
What the fuck? Harry Styles sends fans into a meltdown with a black lace outfit at the Met Gala. How do people fucking care so much about
it? I don't know, but it's got its own fucking topic on Google
I don't
news.
Fucking get it, dude.
Harry Styles becomes an unstoppable fashion force. Let's check it out 12 hours ago.
Fashion force. I don't get it. Like, yeah, they're fucking rich. Of course they can afford nice things. Have you seen that shit where fucking dudes will wear, like, dresses?
You mean shit like this?
No. So those are
feminine.
They are feminine, but they're still, like, they're borderline, like, man clothes. Like, you could get away with that.
Okay.
But, like, OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. is a football player. And, like, that one guy at, like, the Grammys, like, a few months
OBJ.
Ago. He literally wore a fucking dress to the OBJ foo. They literally wear like these fucking like they look like tuxes on the top half for their torso, but when you get down to their legs, it's like a fucking dress, and it's a fashion statement.
Let's take a look.
It's not going to be on there.
What,
I don't know.
What could I?
It was fucking today. Just type in OBJ wearing a dress. I don't know.
Dress. Let's see.
It literally happened today, so I doubt there's going to be, like...
any coverage on it?
Any, like, at least shit updated. But...
what, was it, like, in an interview? Or
no,
like,
it was, like, at some, like... it was, like, at the fucking ESPYs or something, which is, like, the NFL's... or sports,
okay.
I don't know. Fucking... but it kind of pisses me off. Like, at what point is fashion just fucking... you dressing like a fucking asshole. Just to prove a point.
Just
like, I like...
I feel like it's like...
I include everybody. I'm gender fluid. Like, shut the fuck up. It's a stupid...
wait, you said the ESPYs?
Mm-mm. It wasn't the ESPYs, but it was something like that.
ESPYs outfit is top search.
Well, look, you can look it up. Let's see.
Yep.
No, that ain't it. That's just
it's
a fucking...
still fucking
that's
weird
a suit.
Looking.
It's a suit with shorts.
Oh, shit.
I don't know,
scrolled
dude.
Really fast.
I just feel like a good, nice, clean-looking suit will never go out of style.
Yeah, like...
like, you can mix it up with some, like, with some colors and shit and throw in a hat, mix it up, checkers, low tops, high tops, all those sort of things, but... even the shorts, that looks kind of tacky, but, like, all right, like, fashion, whatever. I don't get it, but, like, I see that. But, like, when you fucking just wear a dress to be, like, I support fucking transgender people, like, you're just fucking, you're not fucking real, dude.
It'd be one thing if he was transgender. Like, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, he's, like, on a platform,
mm-hmm.
he's pushing his thing, like, cool, he's using it for what he thinks is a good purpose.
Yeah. I sound like a fucking hater right now,
but
stupid shit, dude. I don't...
weird. Anyway, back to Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, you a bitch!
There's something... I'm seeing some buzzwords in here that's like... it talks about RuPaul. Okay, so Monday's camp-themed Met Gala will play host to one more such transformation. Sure, we might get John Waters in a crazy Kamehameha Edgar Khan skirt. Or whatever the fuck that word is. Or maybe even RuPaul dressed as reverse drag. But one of the most anticipated arrivals will be a former boy band member discovered on The X Factor who is now on billboards across America clutching baby farm animals and Gucci tailoring.
That's what everybody wants to see. They want to see some guy wearing a Gucci fucking sweater holding a baby goat.
I gotta see this picture.
I don't...
that's an ad.
That is.
We're...
there he is. He's the fucking...
the weird
looking
one.
He's the one on the left, I think. Or right. All the way on the right.
Yeah.
Like,
a weirdo.
I don't know. Like, I feel like men's fashion is just... I'm okay with it evolving, but it's just turning more feminine.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't we evolve in a more dude way?
Men's fashion. I actually saw something about masculinity pop up earlier.
Like, I don't know. Just not wearing, like, fucking... dresses. But all that's right. Me. Being
okay. All right. This is a different article talking about the Met Gala, which that was mentioned in the Harry Styles.
Fucking look at the shit they're wearing. It's like a fucking runway for some, like, have you seen the Zoolander? It looks like that shit, like, where they're, like, just wearing trash fucking that they find in the dumpster at fucking, like, thrift stores.
Or, like, it looks like they're, like, going for, like, cosplay almost. You know what cosplay is, right?
That dude literally has fucking wings.
Yeah. Like,
it's a golden wingsuit.
What?
That's fashion.
At what point does fashion become exclusive? You know what I mean?
Like, it's just trash. Like,
there's fashion on the street, right? But, like, you wouldn't see people fucking wearing this purple feathers, poodles, heels, and all of it.
If you saw somebody wearing that, like,
I would be concerned.
Bullying is, like, not acceptable. But if you see somebody wearing a fucking big purple suit with high heels, with, like, capris pants, and a fucking giant cape that's, like,
made
super
of feathers.
Feathery and, like, purple and... Bully them immediately.
Bully them.
Bully them.
That was
no. Don't.
That
bully
was
them.
Shown off by Hamish Bowles or Bowles. I hope his last name's not Bowles. Would suck. He's already got enough going for him that he's going to dress like a maniac.
Oh, there's that lace.
Harry Styles once again.
It's a fucking romper.
He's wearing a black high waisted jumpsuit with a sheer ruffled top and a single pearl earring.
Just one.
Just one.
Because two pearls means you're gay. But one means you're single and ready to mingle, bro.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so this is a normal one.
Okay, that's
right?
Semi-normal-ish. Like, I could see
like,
that.
I could see wearing that to, like, some kind of formal event.
Yeah.
You know? But, like...
He looks like
a
fucking
sci-fi movie.
He looks
dude.
Like a wizard from like some 1960 movie,
like,
or something.
Or like he did too many drugs and thinks that he's
God.
In some kind of alternate universe.
Well, there's Tommy Hilfiger though.
This guy looks like he's at least 60 years old though, so he needs to get his life together.
Look at that, Tommy Hilfiger wearing just a suit with some stars on it.
There you go. That's like it looks like he might be wearing heels, but at least he's wearing a suit. Like
I don't know.
You would wear
yeah.
that somewhere.
Yeah.
You would not be humiliated by that.
I would. I don't even like that's some Star Wars. That person looks like they're from
they're
like,
wearing
a Star Wars.
It looks
set.
Like they're wearing a cape. Wearing a dramatic cape that unfurled to reveal. It looks like we're gonna get a follow-up image here. Maybe oh shit. Oh my god. What the actual fuck? Where are his arms? Where are his
He's
legs?
Holding them up.
No, there's no, there's those are at least 5 feet long.
Yeah, but it's like on a stick.
What?
It like just. I don't even want.
It looks like he's a fucking like shower curtain.
Nope. This is it. I'm done with talking about super gay
quote unquote men's fashion.
Yeah, it's just right. Not like.
Let's see what else we got.
How about them Rockets?
Rockets. The sports team?
Yeah.
I'm too out of the loop on sports.
Well, I'll catch you up in 30 seconds. They beat the Warriors, and the Warriors suck big fat dick. Although they're also the best team in the NBA, but I fucking hate them with all my heart.
Houston Rockets trending.
Yeah, we can move on. I just wanted to get it out there. My boys, they came up clutch. James Harden had like fucking 38 or something like that. It was very raw. It was very real. I was a little nervous there. Was watching the game illegally.
I don't think you understand.
I can't fucking.
That.
I can't pay for who. Fuck who. You know what shit pisses me off
What's
though,
that?
For real, is how people like claim that they're so fucking poor, but literally they pay like $80 a month in a phone bill. They fucking buy cigarettes every day. They
yeah.
fucking have DirecTV.
But
they
can't
fucking,
go hang out because they're broke and they don't
yeah,
want to spend money.
Or even like they're on fucking welfare. But they have fucking DirecTV, they pay for fucking Netflix, they pay for Hulu, they pay for the fucking cigarettes every day, they pay for fucking Twinkies, and all it is like, oh, woe is fucking me, but they're literally just fucking the worst, they just don't spend their money correctly, and they expect the government to help them out,
yeah.
And the government expects us to help them out, and we're forced to
tax
by tax.
Dollars, yeah.
Yeah.
Going to some
dude,
lady down the street who popped four kids out with four different dudes.
I never want to say we need to be like China and like limit the amount of kids you have.
We're getting
but
there,
at one point what are we like You are fucking already a shitty mom with three kids. Don't have a fucking another one.
Yeah. Like, especially because they're going to end up either...
like, shitty.
In prison, in gangs, or dead.
That's not even, like... I feel not good about saying that, but at what point is, like... you're a shitty person. Stop having kids
yeah.
and making them shitty
it's,
so they can spread their shittiness onto the world.
It's just, like, Idiocracy, bro. That's that movie, right? We're
yeah,
like,
Idiocracy.
Yeah,
great movie,
right?
By the
okay.
way. I bought it for $3.99. In case you want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of fucking... tell me that shit... you couldn't see that shit happening.
Unfortunately, that's the way it is. It's like I said, we're both, like, on the same
yeah.
page.
Okay. Idiocracy, in case you haven't seen it, is a movie about just a bunch of dumb people having sex and creating more dumb kids. And eventually, in, like, 500 years... all these dumb people are having sex and smart people aren't, and they're not having kids. So basically the world gets dumber and dumber and dumber until the world is super dumb and they use Gatorade to water crops. And then some guy saves the world.
Yeah.
But
some
besides that,
right.
basically, yes. Fucking trailer
right.
park.
So
God damn.
At dinner tonight, my grandma said something kind of crazy. So I'm kind of curious as to the truth because, like, I love my grandma, but she kind of exaggerates a little bit.
All right.
So she said that we're back in at war with Iraq, Iran. I don't know the difference, but she said that like they were flying in a no-fly zone or something. I don't know. So obviously we can rely on the New York Times to tell us an unbiased.
Well, do you remember that thing that I read? Like the U.S. sends naval fleet. To show Iraq that we're not messing around.
Maybe that's what
I said
heard.
That like an hour ago because I was just looking.
Tensions escalated between the United States
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and Iran on Monday as the Trump administration accused Iran and militias that it backs of threatening American troops, and Iran signaled it might soon violate part of the 2015 nuclear deal it reached under former President Barack Obama. European diplomats in touch with senior officials in Tehran and said Iran would most likely resume research on high-performance centrifuges used to produce nuclear fuel and put restrictions on nuclear inspections in Iran. Iran's most significant reaction to date, as President Trump has steadily increased sanctions. See, that's not what she was talking about. She was saying that, like...
well, are we completely pulled out of Iran? I don't know. Or Afghanistan.
I should know, but I don't. Yeah, me neither. I'm just as guilty. Let's just see what we got if I search.
But to piggyback off that just a little bit, you know what I'm sick of is people saying, oh, like, why does fucking America get involved in everything? Why can't they just mind their business? Maybe because, like, people like... I forget his fucking name. The leader of Syria is literally chemically gassing.
Oh, yeah.
He's sending chemical gas bombs into civilian areas.
On his own,
melting
like,
fucking people's faces off of his own Syrian citizens. And fucking the UN and fucking Japan and every allied country is like, oh, we don't see anything wrong. Like, we're just, let's leave them to do what they want to fucking do.
It violates basic
and,
human rights.
Yeah, and we're the only one that's saying, hey, that's kind of fucked up.
Wait a second.
You should fucking
hold
stop
on.
That. And then everybody's like, yeah, America, go save them. But every time we get into a slightly sticky situation, they're like, fucking America is only fucking doing shit. It's like, I don't want to be the world's police, but everybody else is too much of a coward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Britain is going to go in and save people. Yeah, fucking right. They have fucking knife bins that are getting robbed because they're trying to fucking save their country. Like,
all right, here's something.
That was a little side rant. Sorry.
No worries.
Continue.
Aircraft carrier to Middle East. After indications, Iran planned attack on U.S. forces.
Oh my God.
Is that even proper English? All right, ABC News.
I feel like the odds of that are slim, but...
very liberal news platform. But the United States deployed an aircraft carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East in response to clear indications Iran and Iranian proxies are planning on U.S. forces in the U.S. region, U.S. officials said. On Sunday night, the White House made the surprise announcement that the USS Abraham Lincoln and a bomber task
force were being deployed in response to unspecified troubling and escalatory indications and warnings.
Hold up, interruption. Doesn't the USS Abraham Lincoln and a bomber task force, doesn't that just sound badass?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
This is along the same lines of what she was talking about. Yeah, and you mentioned it a second ago. A statement from National Security Advisor John Bolton said the deployments were intended to send a clear message, send a clear and unmistakable message to the Iranian regime that any attack on the United States' interests or on those of our allies will be met with unrelenting force.
Yeah.
It's not seeking war with the Iranian regime, but we are fully prepared to respond to any attack, whether by proxy, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or regular Iranian forces.
Yeah, see, that's what I was talking about, like, America, like, I'm not going to 100% say America does everything perfect. Like, Vietnam was, like, slightly questionable. Like, there's some certain things that, like, I agree that, hey, maybe we shouldn't get involved. But we're the only ones that are actually willing to stand up to people. Like, Iran, doing whatever they do, they've, over history, have been notoriously just violent and cruel. They still fucking stone women to death there.
And they, like, do public executions if you don't follow their religion.
Yeah, and it's like, and people would just say that we're being, like, encroaching
violent
on other
yeah.
people's cultures. And it's like,
all right, so
I want to respect them, but at the same time, what point do we say, hey, gay people are getting thrown off roofs there
yeah.
because it's to be gay there is like a crime.
It's
and
a
we're just
going to
be like, not our fucking problem.
Yeah.
Like,
I just
part of me says, okay. And part of me is like, if we have the hard power to do that, hard power is like military power.
Right.
Why are we not? Like, if you see a kid get bullied, are you going to just keep walking by or are you going to help the kid?
Yeah.
Like, we have that choice. And I like to believe that we're going to be the person that helps the kid getting bullied.
It's interesting because all the people that say, that have the agenda of like, don't push your religion down my throat, don't push your religion down other people's throats, are the same people saying that we shouldn't be attacking and interfering in the Middle East. But that's exactly why we're attacking and interfering, because the regime there is forcing people by, like, threatening death, and not, like, a quick death, not, like, shooting the head death, like you said, thrown off the buildings, kind of, like, execution.
It's a third world country over, not necessarily in Iran, but, like, a lot of places over there, it's literally a third world country.
Oh, yeah. There's poverty in the streets, and people are homeless everywhere.
Yeah, like, it's... You know, I feel like as Americans, we're very blessed and very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But it does kind of lure us into a false sense of happiness and relaxation where, like, there's still over 200,000 child soldiers in Africa. Like, that's across the globe. But in 2019, 200,000 kid soldiers that have been... Their parents have been murdered or they've been kidnapped
yeah.
and their sisters and mom have been raped or murdered or whatever. And they're literally 12-year-olds holding AK-47s. They've been brainwashed
they
to fucking kill
yeah.
anybody that they're fucking told to. And it's like people complain about – I'm not saying America should never improve or work to get better. But like that shit's still going on. And people are like, well, fucking America uses too much goddamn plastic straws. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, there's
like
bigger problems elsewhere.
Yeah, there's still slaves. Slavery is still a fucking
real
issue.
That's the interesting thing is slavery now, the number of slaves that we have is greater than it's ever been.
And it sure as hell isn't happening in America
Mm-mm.
or Canada. Probably not Mexico
well, okay.
for the most part.
So
all this shit's happening in the Middle East, Africa, India, maybe some places of Asia, but this shit isn't happening here.
Yeah.
And, like,
well, and then,
we're very
okay.
blessed.
To be, like, to clarify, that counts, like, sex slaves. People that get, like, abducted and, like,
put into sex rings.
That does happen a little bit over here.
But what was I going to... I had something before. What were we talking about before slaves?
Like child's fucking soldiers.
It's gone. I lost it. I had something.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just never want to say that we're too good to improve. But at the same time, we need to
look around
and say, hey, if we're going to step up to the standard, some other countries need to as well.
Yeah. So I remembered what it was. There was a lot of money. So recently, Notre Dame, right? Caught fire, right?
Yeah. Notre Dame, yeah.
So I don't know the exact number that was raised to, like, fix that, but,
wasn't it, like, it was a shit ton of money.
Yeah, no, the thing is, like, billionaires donated to this, well, I shouldn't say billionaires, I should just say rich people, because they weren't all billionaires.
Didn't they donate something like $1 billion?
It was upwards of...
It was insane.
Literally
amount.
Billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Notre Dame donation total. Let's see. $1 billion raised in 2 days.
$1 billion.
2 days.
With a B. Billion with a B.
That's more money than 99% of the population will ever see. Probably 99.9% of the population.
Yeah.
Notre Dame Cathedral rebuilding. French billionaires, including Bernard Arnault and Francois Henri Pinault, what was the names? Anyway, among those individuals alone,
Salma Hayek's husband. She's, I don't know who that is, but I recognize her name. She's
donated more than $500 million to reconstruct the building. Right? Can you imagine if, like, we put that to something that, like, actually mattered? And I'm not saying Notre Dame doesn't matter. It's a big piece of history, but, like, world hunger. Plain and simple. That amount of money, I mean, I'm no scientist. And I don't know for a fact, but, like, that amount of money is going to make a big dent in something like that.
Or housing. Just,
actually.
Literally anything.
How much money? Let me do a quick search. Would it cost to end world hunger? Yeah, it's exactly what I was going for. The UN estimates ending world hunger each year would cost $30 billion.
$30 billion.
And they raised $1 billion in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2 months, if they donated that amount of money every day like that, and I mean, that's a pretty hefty sum, but in 2 months, they could end world hunger for a year just by donating the same amount that they did to Notre Dame towards some kind of foundation. I don't know what foundation that would be. Estimates range from $7 billion to $265 billion per year.
The only thing I worry about is if you were to say use that money, let's say you raised $30 billion. Like, there's so much corruption out there. If you give it to the Red Cross, like, literally, I don't know the exact numbers,
it's like 75% goes into the pockets of the people.
Yeah,
the Red
to
Cross.
Pay the people, to pay the pilots and all that stuff, and they need to get paid. But when you donate to them, literally only 25% of the money you actually donate gets to people who needs it. And it's like, if you were to do that, how much money would be wasted? How much supplies would go to a desperate village that would just get ransacked by the local fucking militia, and everything would be stolen and more people would end up dead? And I'm not saying we, like, should not donate, but, like, I wish it was that simple. It's like, here's
money.
Let's get these people food. Let's teach them how to survive on their own. Like, let's teach them how to live. But it just fucking is, nothing's that easy.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's a perfect theory on paper, but as soon as you introduce
the human element nature, to it, yep,
it's gonna go best backwards.
Because humans are incredibly awesome, but
we're also fucked up,
kind of dicks.
Yeah,
like a lot. And I wish I could be like, oh no, here's the problem. But
it's not that simple.
That's just not happening. There's always going to be just a lot of bad people out there.
Yes, sir. So I was just browsing through this technology section. Just kind of take a turn. I had something that I wanted to look at. Crap, I can't remember.
Was it about the iPhone or any phone listening to what you say?
I don't think so.
Sending it to your FBI agent, because I'm sure that shit's real.
What do you think of VR?
I think VR is the future of video games.
Like, I would agree.
Like, it's like, you can see, like, you just put on the mask that covers your eyes, and then, like, you move around, and, like, I think, this is hard to say when, but I think in, like, 100 years, everybody will have, like, a little circular treadmill that you strap yourself into.
I was just gonna say.
You slap on your fucking headphones and your eye thing, and, like, you can actually run around on this treadmill.
Video games are no longer, like, unhealthy because you actually get to exercise.
You actually get exercise.
Like, and here's another thing, is like, there's something called virtual reality, which is like, it puts it into your eyes, right? So like, it just looks like you're in that world. Then there's this thing called augmented reality. And what that does is it takes your environment around you and it changes it to be something else. So like, let's say I'm in an open warehouse. And, like, there's absolutely nothing. And I, like, here's just a concept I worked on when I was computer science up in UNR. But, like, what if you had a laser tag arena without having anything but, like, a treadmill? And, like, a virtual reality headset. You could make any space into any kind of game that you want.
Literally all you have to have room for is like a 4-foot by 4-foot round treadmill that you can strap yourself into, and it moves and the ground moves as you run, and literally you could go anywhere in the world. But like, that has to be where it's heading with today's level of just technology, like with how fast it grows. Like there's no way like, like, video games have been stagnant for a while, as in the graphics get better and the games get better, but it's been hold a controller in your hand and play, or if you have, like, Rock Band, you have, like, a guitar and shit.
But you
like,
still have some form of controller in your hand that isn't, like, tactile. It's button pressing. It's just glorified button pressing is all it is.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think with everything else in history advancing and technology advancing, I think video games are bound to, maybe even the way we watch movies, all the movies are actually more of a sit and watch thing.
Yeah. I don't know if I like a virtual reality movie. They did that and it kind of failed.
I think there's a lot out there that could actually like change.
Here's another interesting
everything about it.
Interesting little side note is we're sitting out on time, by the way.
We were at 30 minutes.
Dope. So in like the 1980s, when like the computers like started really taking off, there was a guy, I can't remember his name, go figure, but he theorized that every 2 years technology would effectively double every 2 years.
And that stayed true up until about 2012. And so what I mean by technology.